Magnolia trees. I believe in magnolia trees. The countless limbs and leaves work together to form a beautiful, strong tree. The branches act as nature's monkey bars, a shady spot to eat my lunch, and a hideout if you're ever having a bad day. Magnolia trees, to me, are more than that, though. They were my childhood. I lived in an old brick white house growing up. There I had my first words, my first steps, and all the memories anyone could ever be blessed with. Behind my house, I had a courtyard filled with flowers and other plants my mom would try to keep alive. Through that courtyard was a black iron gate that led to my backyard. As you rounded the corner coming out of the gate, right after you passed my swing set, you would find the most beautiful magnolia tree standing tall, pressed up against the side of my house. Climbing trees was one of my favorite things to do, and I loved nothing more than to spend a whole afternoon climbing up and down, side to side, and branch to branch. However, I grew out of my childlike interests, as most people do, unfortunately. As the years passed by, I would spend less time in my magnolia tree. I became too busy, and the tree didn't appeal to my 12-year-old self nearly as much as it did to my 6-year-old self years before. One day, my parents sat me down to tell me we were going to move. I started bursting out into tears, and I couldn't stop from thinking about the memories my family and I made in that house. Like the Christmas we were surprised with my dog, the time I cut my own hair before being the flower girl at my aunt's wedding, and the many hours I spent climbing my magnolia tree in the backyard. I ran to our back door, swung open the iron gate, and darted straight to my magnolia tree. I climbed to the very top where I could see my entire yard, my neighbor's yards, and down the street to that little gas station my siblings and I would walk to after school to get an old-fashioned bottle Coke and a cookies and cream Hershey's candy bar. Here I could see my childhood, my past, my memories, my good times, my bad times, and the house I loved more than anything. As I looked down, I saw the many branches of my magnolia tree, all different and unique in their own way. I saw my favorite branch to sit on and eat my PB&J, and I saw my favorite limb to lounge on and read. In that moment, I realized that things will change in my life, but I will always have a place to come back to. Even though I moved away 4 years ago from that old, creaky floor, too cold in the winter, too hot in the summer place I was proud to call my home, I kept my memories with me. No, I haven't climbed that tree since the day I moved away, but in my heart, the comfort of having a safe place to go lives on through other places, like the warm feeling of going to grandma's or the gentle comfort of going to church. My magnolia tree will always and forever be my magnolia tree. I believe in having an enjoyable, relaxing, calming place to turn to when things don't go as planned, or even if you just want to sit and hear the birds sing their songs. I believe in magnolia trees because I believe in the comfort of returning to your roots and always to find that you're welcomed with open arms.